Folks, welcome to Studio D. We are live tonight. We got Maniac.
We got, what the hell is that? We got Topher. We got Tucked In Studio. We got a Bills preview happening tonight. And we're going to be talking about who's got the better, or who's got the better bike duo, the Ryan brothers or Reinhardt and Eichel. Get back to your talks. Tonight's show sponsor, Rock Bottom. 2-for-1 drink specials, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's go. Here we go.
Made it back here, talked.
The jersey almost fell.
Dude, the jersey almost fell, Olsen.
Literally almost fell. Unbelievable.
The polo shirt's still up, though.
So, what do we got here? Bills preview. We got Panthers -7, over under 43. Talked. Huge game for the Bills.
Huge game. I mean, just a huge game from, we're going to learn so much about this team next 2, 3, 4 games. I mean, by the bye week, you'll know a lot about this team. But then next 2 games, you know a lot about them because of the on the road versus the Panthers and home versus Denver, you don't know a lot about them. I think they can, they're going to get a fight. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but I think it's they're going to keep it close.
I agree. I think they'll keep it within the touchdown. How I'm envisioning it play out is it would kind of be same old Bills, like, they would win a big away game like this. You know, McDermott and staff, they maybe hit some stuff in week one for personal reasons because they really wanted to, like, stick it to their former team, Carolina. I could picture the Bills winning this game, though. The hype for week three is huge. You know, we got Denver coming to town. People are in the RV lot on Tuesday.
I'd be there Monday night. Bills win Sunday, there, yeah. Monday.
100%. And then they have the crippling home AFC West loss. Which is, of course, always a big game for wild card purposes.
Yep.
That's exactly how I can see it play out.
Mm-hmm.
Having that crippling loss early in the season, week three. But I think, maybe that doesn't happen, but I still think the Bills keep it close. I agree with Tucked on that one.
So it's the McBean homecoming. Both teams are relatively healthy. I mean, the only guy, in the Bills report is Jarrell Worthy.
Yeah.
But we know his Twitter's healthy. But other than that.
Alive and kicking.
Yeah, he's doing well there, but. Obviously, I think, you know, for the Bills, we all know what the biggest factor is. That's LeSean McCoy and how he's going to perform.
Yeah, I mean, they're extremely healthy right now. I agree with you on that standpoint. They're extremely healthy right now. But, I mean, one of the healthiest teams in the league. I mean, every starter looking great right now, knock on wood for all. But, yes, the X factor in every single game is going to be LeSean McCoy. What he does this week versus that Carolina front seven, that lethal Carolina front seven, Thomas Davis, Kuechly. I mean, they're ridiculous. So that's going to be a tough matchup for our offense.
Another big thing I'm looking at is Darius going to play more snaps this week. What's the plan with him?
I got to think that this week he's a bigger piece of the puzzle. Going back to his comments, he said he just wasn't that big a piece of the puzzle last week, you know, in job and getting it done against the Jets. I think you saw a lot of Tolbert early against the Jets last week. I think a lot of that was playing into the fact that we're going to be seeing a lot of Darius and a lot of McCoy in week two down in Carolina.
So, quick interruption. We got Chelsea and Jake talking about the celery shirt. Maniac, what do you got to say about this thing?
Well, it's a beauty. It's probably Buffalo's most comfortable shirt. You know, it's just commemorating potentially one of the most legendary victories in downtown Buffalo history. In his 450th race, celery taking it by 3.5 lengths, despite the fireworks distraction, which would have killed any mortal vegetable. You need to say $20. You can get it online at our Instagram, Twitter, DM, slide right in. We're waiting for you.
One of the best signs last week at the Bills game, we were in line.
Yep.
If celery can do it, so can we. It was a picture of celery in the Bills. If celery
he's
can
a
do
motivational it, figure. A lot of people are drawn to this guy.
If celery can do it, so can the Bills. The Bills can beat the Jets. Like, Aaron, come on. But yeah, that was a good sign. That was a very good sign. Shout out whoever that was.
So, back to the game. Other big matchups this week. We got Jerry Hughes. He was very, very quiet week one. Darius was quiet. Who's going to step it up on that D-line? I always know Shaq Lawson was one of the top performers in the NFL week one. But Hughes, very quiet. Darius.
How about Kaya Williams? Every week that guy is just unreal. Every week, the one play in the 3rd and 10, remember we were watching the game, in 3rd and 10, he rushes the passer and notices that McCown's throwing a quick pass. He runs back and tackles the guy like 2 or 3 yards past the line. He's just incredible. The guy he is just amazing. 34 years old, doesn't give up. So he's going to be big for us. I mean, Hughes, the whole D-line's good.
Some other matchups from the defense that I'm looking at. So the safeties played great last week. It's good to see the Bills finally have two safeties actually making plays. Mm-hmm. But who's going to match up against Greg Olsen and Christian McCaffrey? Because those guys can, you know, have a big play out of nowhere.
Hey,
this is not the Jets they're playing anymore.
Do not forget Jonathan Stewart.
Yep.
But yeah, who's going to D up McCaffrey?
No clue. I truly have no idea.
And there's no linebackers, right?
No, they're not going to put Lorenzo Alexander, Brown. They're not going to put Humber on him. I have no idea. Maybe they put Humber on him. He's a little more athletic, special teamer. I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea who's
going to
come.
We're going to his zone. We're not going to let McCaffrey beat us on one man.
True.
And we're not going to let Newton pick us apart either, because we know those throws were sloppy last week. Everyone's seen the film. Newton came out a little rusty. McBean and Co. are going to look to take advantage of that.
I mean, I was thinking Poyer or Hyde on Olsen, safety on a tight end. I have no idea about McCaffrey. Usually you put a linebacker on a running back, I have no clue. Maybe they do what you just said, zone him in. I have no idea.
We might be exiting the era where that was acceptable. Like, that was fine in, like, the 90s and the early 2000s, but, you know, you see even why am I losing his name on the Chiefs last week? Burning the Patriots linebacker for a long touchdown over the middle.
Hunt,
yeah. Like, that was just basically, like, I don't know what that route was. They call it the Cam Cameron route because, you know, I don't know, I guess he ran it a lot. But just a running back out and then over the middle. I mean, a linebacker is not going to be able to cover a modern-day running back.
We're gonna learn a lot about the coaching staff this week with the game plan on defense, mm-hmm. actually going up against some like explosive players who can actually make plays. I mean, on CBS last week, the Jets for team needs, it said like every skill position was their weakness. So like they're finally, we got an NFL game coming this week, and NFL Week One was terrible after Thursday's game throughout. The Bills game especially, though, there are really no situations where we got to see how McDermott's gonna handle some situations mm-hmm. like a punt maybe at like the 40-something yard line
timeout situations,
2-minute warning, none of that. Hopefully we get some situations this week to see how the coaches handle that.
Producer Burrs in the court, what's good?
Second half lines are out.
Give me them. Feed them. Let's go. Wait, it's 3-3, right? Is it, did it end
3-3?
Nope,
10-6. 10-6. Late field goal.
The game was going off with scoring. We missed all right. It.
Second half line is Bengals -4.
Over under what?
It's not out yet.
So they're down 4, Bengals -4.
Over under is 19.5. Under is -120. The over is even.
Okay.
Right. Here's another thing I was thinking about too. Was like we were just talking about the coaching staff and, you know, McDermott, the defense. I mean, do you take any of this talk about Tolbert saying, you know, snitches get stitches, I'm getting a lot of stitches this week. Do you think these guys help out? Like, do you think Tolbert with the knowledge of the offense, Joe Webb, do you think these guys actually, you
no,
know, do you think that say, plays into play?
You could say the same thing that Ron Rivera knows McDermott.
Yeah, the coaches already know everything.
You
know
what I mean? But you know what someone says is big for us is Joe Webb. He was there up until all of training camp. He knows the playbook. You know what I'm saying? But does it play anything for you in your head or no? Ex-players, ex-coaches.
They're going to know in a big spot where they're going. Plain and simple.
Know. McDermott knows Cam. Played with him for 4 years. Or, you know what I mean? Coached him.
Trill Queenswood, Joe Webb should start this week at quarterback. I'll hang up and listen.
Wow.
Great call. Call back in.
But, Josh, I like your point. You're saying teams always do this, especially the Patriots do it to us.
Oh, they're the
worst
at it.
Players classically. Teams like to do that, specifically in the division, maybe for games, but...
Okay, it's like a chess match.
Exactly.
You know, you cut a guy, we pick him off the week we play you. You know, that kind of thing. But we'll see.
Trill, do I look like Andy Dalton?
Yes. Yeah.
Survey says yes.
The hair is growing out, dude.
It's bad. It's really bad, but... No, I don't think it's that... No, I don't think it's that big of a factor.
Yeah.
So, let's get into some predictions then for this game. Like I said, The Jets, Bills over-under closed at 42 last week. This is only a point higher at 43. And right now, Panthers are -7.
I mean, Cam looked rusty
last week. This is going way over.
He missed some big throws.
He's going way over.
I mean,
missed some big throws.
I mean, our train wreck enthusiast, Sal Capaccio, he was going over Cam Newton. He was showing film, and he was horrible in that game last week against the Niners. He was not. I mean, he was very rusty.
That one touchdown he threw was to a wide open guy,
yeah.
And the receiver
rusty.
Broke the tackle
yep.
and ran up the sideline.
Yep.
So
I agree. So let's go. Predictions. I don't want to start. I hate starting predictions.
All right, Maniac, you said it's going way over.
Start with producer.
So what are you thinking for score? Maniac.
29-24 Bills. Ooh. It's a sloppy one down in Carolina.
Wow.
Producer Burrs in the corner, what you got?
Bills, 31-28.
Bills, 31-28 for all you at home. Did not hear. We got 2-0 Bills right now. Topher?
I'm going Panthers 27-23.
So you're going over too?
I'm going over as well.
See, I'm kind of going with the whole they know the scheme thing. I'm going to take the under. I think it's going to be a defensive struggle.
They're going to be busting out flea flickers and I think
it's going to be another defensive struggle. I don't see Carolina putting much up on us. I don't see the Bills putting much up on them. I'll go a similar score to last week. I'll go Panthers 21, Bills 17.
GM Smokey 33-9 Panthers.
Oh, man. That's possible. I'm not going to lie.
Would you go with Al?
21-17 Panthers.
That's a good
close
score.
Game.
That's a good score.
It's going to be a battle throughout.
I'm going 20-10 Panthers. Bills can't have a very, very tough time scoring this week. Defense does all it can out there.
20-10. There you have it, folks. Anything else you'd like to talk about tonight? We told the fans we'd talk about it. Reinhardt, Eichel, Rex, and Rob, who wore it better?
It's not even a discussion. Rob Ryan and Rex had way better lighting, too. Like, Sam Eichel and Reinhardt were going into, like, a back alley behind, like, First Niagara Center.
Yeah, but the Ryans...
I'm sorry, KeyBank. I'm showing my age there.
Yeah, but the Ryans were on, like, a tennis court in, like, the middle of the day. Of course. Like, they weren't doing any challenging road work or anything, and it looked like Eichel and Reinhardt came straight from their apartment.
I'm more worried it's a bad omen that they're on the bike. I think they're leaving town together. Reinhardt, future Bruin?
I agree. I agree. I think the way better one was Reinhardt and Jack. And they were saying it's not a PR stunt either. They're saying they literally bought the damn bike.
So where do they live exactly? You said they live close?
I think it's we're literally going to the arena together?
They live
off of Chippewa, so folks.
No, do they live in those waterfront, like, condos?
Yeah,
So I think it's a worse omen that, not that they replicated the Ryan brothers, but that they live where, like, Nathan Gerby and Tyler Myers used to live.
Yeah.
That's a worse omen in my brain.
Not like Shady at the Fairmont Creamery top floor.
Wow, that's ballin'.
Is Evander Kane still at the top of that hotel?
Cream rises to the top.
He parks that whip right on the side.
Oh, yeah.
He is?
Valet Marriott?
Yeah.
Yep.
The one with
the pizza plan in the basement.
Yeah. So we got what? Sabres preseason hockey starting Monday.
Then they get Sabres.
That weekend, they got a home and home Friday night, Saturday night with the Leafs.
I'm pumped.
So I'm happy to be back.
Very excited.
I'm not going to lie, though. The Bills, they're kind of pulling me back by the heartstrings. If they win this week, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be all the way back in, like, in love with them.
Annual tradition. Annual tradition like no other.
And then what's going to happen when halfway through the season we're already out of the playoff race, people are going to start putting the Eichel-Reinhardt bike off the falls.
Oh,
Jesus. That's what's going to happen. Can you picture it already?
Yeah, I can.
So, there you have it, folks. Good show. OB, thanks for joining us. Trill Queenswood, thanks for chiming in. Beezus, thanks for being here. And good night now.